We're doing Simon Kuflav, Halacha Hay. Second Shechita. Machaber says if you have a knife that uses Shechita, and then the Rama says in Oisakas from a Shechitin boy, or a butcher's knife, you use for pulling off the hides. Yesh Misha Aymer Shein Tzarech Tefillah, the Machaber says there are those who say it doesn't need Tefillah, it's not a Beferish of Gemara. He says it doesn't need Tefillah. I'll explain why in a second. Yesh Cholkim. The Ramah says that there are those who argue the Tovu Tovu by Bracha, so the Ramah's Machriya that what you should do is you should Tovu with that Bracha. And then the Ramah sticks in another case that's similar, HaBarzim Shem Sakram and HaMatzis, that's the rattler, the thing that you roll over the matzis to make the holes in it, Enim Tzrich and Tvila, you don't need to Tovu them. Now the last part of the Ramah, I'll read it to you. We talked about it last time. Where we said last time that doesn't really belong in this thing. Seemingly belongs in Halacha Dalet. V'chein kisur shkefim ha'pasal ha'foisei. The cover that you put on bread to bake it. Aval kisur g'dei tzarech tefila. That doesn't need tefila. We spoke about it last time that it really that belongs in Halacha Dalet. We spoke about it there. Why? What it's about?
Can you
translate it? What? Covers.
Cover. How do you cover bread?
I guess that when you bake it, you put some kind of a cover on top of it.
You ever do that?
No, I don't ever do it.
Have you ever heard anyone do it?
No, I don't know what
it is. Do you ever bake bread open?
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, you bake bread open. Always bake open. Always bake bread open. Bread, bake bread open.
No, open is closed. Because that's what it means. Kisur shekoyfen al hapas means.
No, they used to stick it. You know how they used to. People used to slap it on the side of the wall. They didn't cover it. I don't know what it means. I'm not sure what it means.
Some people are looking forward to this year specifically for those
reasons. I spoke about it last time.
Did you try to do it last week?
Yeah, I spoke about it last time. But I didn't
say anything.
We spoke about it last time.
You can make bread in a frying pan.
Okay. Okay. Let's get back to our din. Okay? The last time we spoke, in Halacha Dalet, we saw that you only have to do tefillas, Kalim, if a kli touches food. Okay? That's basically what it said in Halacha Dalet. It has to touch the food. If it doesn't touch the food, you don't have to do tefillas Kalim. Some people think, and our din is going to talk about, well, which things qualify as food? And when we say it has to touch food, that was last din, it has to touch the food. Our din is going to talk about which food it has to touch. Like a sakhash shechita touches food, it touches an animal, that's going to eventually be supper, but that's where our din is going to talk about what things qualify as food, which are things that are food that are not food. Okay? Now, some people think, mistakenly, that you only need tefillas kelim to things that you use at a meal. I mean, the Gemara does use the word clay suda, things that you use at a meal. But the Gemara says very clearly, gives a long list of things that need tefillah. I'll list you some of them. Yairis, that's pots, and kumkum musin, mchami chamin, that's hot water pots. We'll talk about Mirtz Hashem next time, why the Gemara sticks that in. Shvudim, askalois, are spits and grills. Well, the Gemara says all those things need tefillah. Okay, so all those things are things that are not used at a meal. You know, that's exactly the point of the Gemara. You don't use a pot at the meal. You don't use a spit. You use it to prepare the food. So our din is talking about that it doesn't only have to be used at the meal. Even in preparing the food for the meal, it also counts as having food content. Okay? So the Mechaber says, but even so, the Gemara does say that it has to be klei suda. So klei suda means it's things that have to do with the meal. So it might be the pot that prepares the food for the meal, but the food has got to be ready to eat. Okay, it's got to be the thing that makes the final preparation, the last steps that deals with the food when it's about to be eaten. So the pot that you cook your soup in, that's the pot that you can eat at if the food is not ready to eat. But the sakash or shechita, the knife that you use for shechita, after you shech the animal, you still have a lot of steps before you're ready to eat it. You have a lot of things that have to happen before you're able to eat it, so that knife doesn't count. That knife, it's touching what will be food, but it's too far removed, and that's not considered clay soup. Okay.
What so that food is going to be cooked again, and more preparation.
I'm gonna talk about that at the end. Okay.
What?
Mm-hmm.
To cook it?
Because
you cut fish, but you never eat this fish raw. You're
gonna
cook it again.
I'm gonna.
After the
sleep,
you're
gonna
have the
meal.
Yeah,
we don't answer theoretically.
I'm gonna maybe talk about this time, maybe next time. Okay. Okay. So that's what the Mechaber says. The Sakha Shishkita, Mechaber says doesn't need to be alone. Okay. That's what the Mechaber says. The Rama says that no. The second shechita is considered klei suda because yesh chokin that it's considered klei suda because lamaisis helps the food get ready for eating. So hagam that it's not close to the meal, right? You have still many steps. You have to cook it before you're able to eat it. Afa pikin is still considered that has contact with the food because that's the food you're going to eat for. Okay, and the Ramah ends off that we're machmir for that shechita, but he didn't say machmir. He says v'toyv lebracha. You don't make a bracha because you're going so chorlu. And even to tovel, he says, but tovel, it's good to do tefillah magic. Okay, so that's what the Ramah says at the beginning about a sakash shechita, or what they stuck in other words, in sakash shechita, same idea. Okay, what you use to skin the animal. Okay. But the next part of the Rama is hard to understand. What is he talking about? He then says, Habarazim Shem Sachim Ben HaMatzis, that's the regular, the thing you roll over the matzis to make the hole in it. He says, and it's your concealer. You don't have to think of it. Now, what happened? I just told you that the Rama holds. He says you should be machmir to say that if a thing will be used in the preparation of the food, even at a very early stage of the preparation for the food, you have to tovel tovel blood bracha. So why does he then say that the barzlim, that the regular does not need to be tovel? Why not? Isn't it, what's the difference between the regular and the thing that you take this hides off with, or the sakhan shashita? Both of them deal with the food when it's in its raw state, before you could eat it, and eventually you're going to be able to eat it. So why would he not tell us?
Meat could be eaten raw.
What?
Meat could be eaten raw.
So you think that he's only saying it because you could eat it raw? No, that's not
the truth. The work of things don't change the nature of the product.
The what?
It doesn't change anything. It's like holes in it, right? And therefore? It's not the regular. It can't be an animal without a sweeper. What are the iron rolling pins? Everyone says it means the regular.
Everyone says it means the regular. Okay, go ahead. Stop it. But it's a part of making the food ready. It's part of making the food ready.
Really? You can have pizza without... If you take a picture of all your food before you eat it.
I'm trying to make this food. I'm trying to make this food. I need to have regular. It's like cutting it.
If you take a picture of all your food before you eat it, does the camera place it up?
No, we'll talk about that next time.
It doesn't change anything.
Of course it does. Of course it does. It makes it taste flat instead of being puffed up.
It's not adding flavor. It's not adding to it.
It makes it flat and crunchy instead of puffed up.
Textural change is not a substantial place.
Where did you come up with that from? No, okay, so I'm going to tell you the truth. Okay, the truth. Okay, so all of us can talk about it. So the Taz and Shach answer this question. Okay, they didn't make up this question. Okay, you make as if, no, of course not. It would be crazy. We're going to talk about those kind of funny stuff next time. But anyhow, the Taz says, you know why the Rama says it? He says, really the Rama says you should tovel those things, blood bracha also. The Rebbe, you should tovel blood bracha also. The reason why he said the Yish Cholkim and the tovel blood bracha in the beginning, because it happens to me that the Issa the Heter, who's the Machmir, happens to have been talking about a Sakhan Shoshchita. So the Rama wanted to stick in his comment on Sakhan Shoshchita. But really, the Rebbe is the same thing. The Barzim Shem Sakhan Ramat is the same thing. He really meant it, and he just stuck in it over there, because that's where the place can speak about it, by the case of Sakhan Shoshchita. When he stuck in the other case, he knew that you would understand that in that case you should tell us about it. Okay? That's what the Taz is. It's not a deed. Of course the Barzim needs to be too, but it just, they're all stuck in him for whatever, because it fit. Oh. That's what the Taz is. The Shach says, no, nothing to do. The Shach says that, the only reason why the Rama is machmir by sakan, why anyone's machmir by sakan shoshchita, is because a sakan shoshchita, you could at least use it. There are other ways to use it that would be clay suda. You can take the sakan and you should cut a potato with it. You can cut an apple with it. You can use the sakan for other things. So that sakan, at least in theory, is a thing that could be used as a real clay suda. But if you have something that mamish has no use with meal ready foods like the red, like, there's nothing in the world you could do with that thing to poke holes in. What are you going to do with that thing? It has no use at all like that. So in that case, the Ramo would not be machmir to tovel that thing. Okay. So the Shah is telling us a kula. When the Ramo says habarzim shesakun hamatzis don't need tefila, the Ramo is being makel to tell us, that when the only time you have to do tefillah for something that is in the raw state when you use the food before it's ready to eat, that's only if that kli can also be used when the food is cooked. But if it can never be used like that, then even the Rama wouldn't be machmir.
So now, probably tzira, you know?
Yeah, so what's going on? I'm about to say that, which is, according to the Shach, the Rama is very close to what the Mechaber says, much closer to the Mechaber, but it doesn't really have such a havana. What does he mean? What's the reason? Why should it depend if theoretically I could use this knife for that thing? What's the difference? I don't have an answer to that. What really do I care that I could use this knife to cut apples? But that's not what I'm doing it for. This is a knife that I'm doing for shchita, or a knife shem of shchita. Why do I care that I theoretically I could use it for the other thing? I don't really understand.
Together with this other thing, which by itself is not a tefillah. You have to have those two things together, right?
It has to be something else that would be chayiv in tefillah, and it's like cutting apples. I could use a knife for cutting apples, and I have in mind to use it for in the raw state to cut meat. So I don't know, why should they go together? Either it shouldn't need to be at the meal, or even if it's used in rule. But why? If it's used in rule, but it's sort of like, it's close. It's the kind of thing that you buy in the house part of the store. What's the difference? So in fact, but according to the Shach, the Ramah is much closer to the Mechaber than the Taz would say. They would both be agreeing that clay suit means things that you use at a meal. It's a little extension if you're not going to use it at the meal. But it could be, then that's already what's fine. Okay. So, let's go through some examples. Say we have a lot of examples. Let's go through some examples of cases where the Taz and the Shach would argue. Okay? So the first one.
Well, the first one is a retired domain. Yeah. Right there.
Second. Yes, okay. Okay. Besides the one that are on the page, what happened? I lost one. Okay. My person wrote. Something's not working yet. Okay, let's go back here. Okay, here, a coffee mill. Okay, I use a grinder. I have a grinder that's meant for grinding up coffee beans. So, after you grind up the coffee beans, you still have to cook them before you want to eat them. So we're still a step away from being able to use them. They're not used at the suda the way it is. So, according to the Shach, that thing would not be having to feel at all. According to the Taz, since it's used in the making of the food, it's in the food preparation, even in the raw stage, the Ramah would say that, according to the Taz, the Ramah would say Mechuyav to be Tefach. Now, about the quote, I'm going to have more examples. We're going to fill up the bottom of the page. But we have an interesting Prim Gadol. Okay? I'm going to mention this Prim Gadol a few times. Not this line of it. There's Prim Gadol in Hagol's Kehilah.
You copied the Prim Gadol in the
raw coffee. What? I think for Chaim coffee.
Oh, so the coffee meal was a Prim Gadol.
So the Prim Gadol in Sim Tafnan Aleph. There's a whole bunch of things that he says about our din. He writes about our din. He says a bunch of things about Tfilas Kehilas. And he says like this. He first brings the Taz and the Shach for the case that he has. This is not the first words of Prim Gadol. And then he says Rechaim coffee, coffee meal, Leshach Tfilas Lebracha, the Tzarech Bishul. Okay. Now, that way it reads it now, I can't read it the way it says. Because if there's a coffee mill, according to the Shach is the one that says it has to have a way that you can use it for eating, cooking food, Tzil Boy Bracha, the Tzarech Bishul. The Tzarech Bishul means this, because you're going to have to cook the coffee beans afterwards. So, we understand, that means, that's why it fits into our thing, because you have to cook it afterwards. So now, really, it should say...
So
I have two ways of rewording this. Either it should say it's Lataz, Tila Blood Racha, which is what he had said before in other cases like that. He's been Machaz in the Shach and Lataz. He says this case like this. He, a bunch of cases there. So either it should say Lataz, Tila Blood Racha, because according to the Taz, he did, but according to the Shach, it needs a brother. Or another choice of how to read it is, he needs this Afil Lashach. And what he means is that maybe in our day, we use a coffee mill only for coffee. But it could be in his day, the coffee mill could have been used for grinding other things also. And it wasn't unusual for someone to grind other things also. So then, even according to the Shach, it needs tefillah. Even according to the Shach, it needs tefillah because you can use it to grind up spices and other things like that also. And those are other things that you could grind with it. He actually talked about a spice grinder right before it. So maybe he needs this, afil l'shach. You need tefillah. The blood bracha is in parentheses. Blood bracha, the Tzarech Bishul is like in parentheses. Even according to Shach, he needs tefillah because it has other uses also. Okay, it's not clear to me what, but the way it reads as now, I don't get it.
Exactly. The new pre-Gadol.
Yeah, the new ones say the same thing as the old ones. So I don't know which is the right way to read this thing. Okay.
We have to read it from the beginning.
We have to read the pre-Gadol. You can read it. Go on. Okay. Now you'll see in pre-Gadol there's a lot of other cases. Okay, Zosai. Okay, so we're back to our nafkamines between the two of them. Okay, next. Cookie cutters. Okay, all the things you're going to see here are things that you use it with raw. You can't do anything else with cookie cutters for finished food, a dough hug.
You can use it for a watermelon.
For watermelon? A cookie cutter?
Yeah, you could use it for Play-Doh. For kids to play.
Yeah, but Play-Doh.
Uh-huh.
You don't eat it.
Not supposed to be.
Okay, so you could use it. Make your
kids
don't. Okay. Wait a second. You use a cookie cutter to cut watermelon to shape? I never heard of that. If it's interesting, I believe you. If you can, no, if it's the truth, then we say that. So then everyone will be masking that needs to do a blood
roll. A knife could be used, kind of thing. A knife, I use the thing, chop the cock, I guess. It's not going to be used. I don't know who. How many people use a cooker to cook watermelon?
So, the question, you see.
You really use it for
watermelon? No, if he uses it for watermelon. The question is, but the normal people have cookie cutters, use it for cutting dough into shapes. So he's saying, if it has a possibility, so yes, he's saying is, if he says this, If it has a possible use to cut for watermelon, then it's chayav.
Tanya is not normal.
So Yossi says it is. But you know, we can't be crazy. If one mashugan that has a way to use it, doesn't mean that that's normal. So you have to find out how normal it is. If it's common enough, if we'll get to a certain reasonable amount of people. I never heard of it, but if it is,
We're the not normal ones.
Someone just counted that people use it. Someone just counted that people use it for
it. Okay, if it's true, that's true. I believe it. Okay, fine. Egg yolk brush. Now, egg yolk brushes are usually not made out of materials that need to be touched. Usually, an egg yolk brush doesn't need to, is not made of the right materials that need to. But if it would be, okay, it's used for things that are raw, meat hammer. It's called a tenderizer if you want to call it nicely. Use what? Meat tenderizer for potatoes?
Mashed potatoes.
No. I never saw someone mashing potatoes with that. Use a fork or.
Yeah, it's much bigger. You don't have a lot of potatoes. You just mash them.
It's like a hammer. It's a hammer. It's not like a hammer. It's for making to flattening out schnitzel or whatever. Okay. Pasta extruder. Okay. If you have an attachment on your food processor that takes dough and stretches it into pasta shapes. Okay. So again, the pasta needs to be cooked. The way it is right now, you can't use it. So it's a machlokes. That would be machlokes tais and shach, a rolling pin, which some people thought. I think the person don't say that. But the barazim means a rolling pin. And then a whisk, okay? A whisk is a... Every time I have whisk, I write whiskey by mistake, okay? a whisk is a thing that you beat up like raw eggs. Okay, so here's a bunch of...
People eat cookie dough. Does that change the status?
People eat cookie dough.
Yeah.
So what do you want to change?
Rolling pin?
Okay, yeah. So now, the Shach has another example. The Shach has another example that I didn't put on there because I don't know if any of us use that. And he says, like, if you have a needle for sewing together meat... Okay, like, you know, you want to sew together, you take raw meat, you want to make a roast out of it, or you want to stuff it, or something like that, then you sew it back together.
We use a netting, don't
we? We use a netting, but you can also sew it back together. So he says that after you stuff it, you sew it back together. So that's another example of the machlokes that he would have. Now, there's another case that the Shach talks about that I'm assuming it will be for next time, about something for wine barrels. Okay, we'll talk about it next time. You have to come back. And then he gives another example that I don't think is so accurate for us nowadays. I'm not sure. I don't think so. And that is, the Shach gives another example, which is what we call a poultry shears or chicken scissor. Okay, it's basically a scissor. Okay, but it's a scissor that you use this scissor to cut raw meat. Okay, so the Shach says, since you have, there's nothing that you could do with this thing that would use it for food that's finished, I would hold this not chayim tefila. And in other words, the Taz would hold that it is because you. I'm about to say that in his day, I'm sure that was true. But nowadays, they recommend using those scissors for, like, if you want to trim things, if you want to cut your vegetables very thin, you want to cut your vegetables very skinny, you want to make, like, you know, cut scallions into tiny little pieces. So instead of using a knife, it's easier to use the scissors. So I'm thinking the people who sell those actually describe other uses for those aside from them just using them for raw meat. So, L'chaira, the Shach was just talking about in his situation, but us, L'chaira, that it's used even for cooked food. So then, both would agree that it's chayv in tefillah. Okay. Chayv in tefillah, whether it needs a bracha or not, depends on why you bought it. If you bought it to use it for raw meat, like in my house, it's for raw meat, so then it's tefillah b'loy bracha. If you buy it with that thing in mind, also, you're going to cut vegetables, you're going to cut up your salad like that, then it needs a bracha. Okay. So the Gra has an interesting way of looking at this thing. He says, the Shach is really correct that that's what the Rama means. The Shach is correct that the Ramah means is that the Barzlim are different because the Barzlim can be used for finished food. That's true. He says, but they're both wrong. So that's what the Ramah means, but they're not correct. And he says something which the Taz is Meramazet, and he says is, or what David said before, which is that a Sakan Shashchita doesn't have any other uses for it. Okay, like he said, I don't think the Gemara brings those words down. It's mukhas machas mukhtza machas chisarm kiss. People don't use, what? Does he say, okay, people don't use a sakan shashchita for anything. They don't cut tomatoes with a sakan shashchita. Okay, so when the person who said that sakan shashchita needs tefillah, those are the ones who said it needs tefillah, they're saying that it needs tefillah because even though it cannot be used for finished foods. Okay, you can't use it.
That's correct.
So he, so the shach is, the shach is correct. That's what shach in the Ramah is. That's what the Ramah meant. But the taz is correct in din. The taz is correct. Okay, so he said that the, he's reading the Ramah right, but it's not correct in din. Correct in din is that that you have to tell all those things, even if it's used in the raw stages, like a sak mamash like a sakon shel shchita, because sakon shel shchita be'etzem is not a thing that you can use for anything else. Okay.
So because you can't use for anything else.
No. Is this a thing? Is a sakon shel shchita something that has a use for foods that you use at a meal? So he says, no, it's not. And even so, Pais can say that's chayv in tefillah. So they must mean is it's chayv in tefillah even if you use something raw, even if it has no possible use for eventually for time, like the tassit, even if it has no possible use to use it as a, at the meal. It's considered clay suda because it gets
the general Ramah is like a shach, but the halacha of the taz is right.
Right, the halacha of the taz is right. The Ramah, the shach is reading the Ramah correctly, but the taz is right that those chayv in tefillah, even if you have no way to use it, you have a meat hammer, there's no way you could use it as a meal, but even though it's chayv in tefillah, it's chayv in tefillah because it is used in making food ready. Okay, so and maybe I don't know, but maybe the shach will say differently that when we just have something that's right, we don't understand the shach altogether. Okay, now. On the other hand, so the Gross says that effectively the Taz is right, and there are others I know of who say that also. However, Chacham Sanz is not like that. Chacham Sanz passes like the Shach, and L'chayro, we have reason to be Simulchon that and be Mako like that Shach, not just because Chacham Sanz says it, but you have to remember that the following deed, this is a deed from Chavos Binyamin, he says is, even the Ramah, who says that you have to toivel the sakat shel shchita, he doesn't say you have to toivel. He says, v'toiv l'toivel b'rocha. Okay? He says, it's a good thing to toivel. It's like, when he's not very strongly taking on the shchita that you machlik to toivel. He says, v'toiv l'toivel. So for something that's only toivel l'toivel, and so machlik gets a taz and a shach, which we learn it, Chacham Sanz says to be mako, so there's good reason to be mako and not be toivel this long list of things that are on this list over here, like the way the shach says. Chacham Sanz says it. Chacham Sanz doesn't bring this deed. Chacham Sanz says, just only brings the shach to be mako. That's an utzi. Okay, now I have a bunch of other examples for you. They're not going to be on the screen, sorry. A bunch of other examples of things that are totally in these dinim over here. Okay, so we'll just go through them. Okay, the first is like this. Peeler. So peelers could be used for lots of things that are raw, like carrots and cucumbers and apples. And, I don't mean raw, I mean things that you could eat as is. You could peel apples. What?
Chocolate.
Chocolate is actually a good example. Okay, put chocolate on the side. Okay, but you know, people use it to make on cake, to decorate a cake. It makes a little thin shaving. Okay, anyhow, but regular people could use it for carrots and cucumbers. Carrots and cucumbers, which are ready to eat right then. As soon as you peel it, you're ready to eat it. So it's everybody, Taz and chocolate both agree that you're chayv in tefillah for the peeler. Now, whether you have to make a bracha or not depends on why you bought it. If you bought the peeler because you want to be a potato peeler, that's all you can do with this, use it for peeling potatoes, then it's a sakon shel shchita. It's only used for something that will have to be cooked before you're able to eat it. And therefore, you would not make a bracha. If you bought it for all these uses, you're going to peel carrots and potatoes with it, so then you need the bracha to it. Okay? But everyone will hold, Taz and Shach will agree that it needs tefillah. Whether it needs a bracha depends on why you bought it for, what you're going to do with it once you bought it. Okay?
Say a person eats raw potato peels.
Yeah.
So that way.
So then he's buying it for something that he's going to use it right away. He's baking it edible, yeah, that's what he is. Okay, now, graters and grinders and shredders and food processors, all those kinds of things, they are also used to puree and grind things that are edible as is. Think of someone who purees vegetables, or he slices fruits with a grinder, or the Prima Golden brings an example of somebody grinds horseradish, okay, and you eat it as is once it's ground. So you need to feel for those things. Then, again, the bracha, whether you need bracha, depends on why you bought it. If you bought this thing to shred potatoes to make potato kugel, then it's not going to need a bracha, because you bought it without kavanah to eat it for foods that you can eat right away. If you use it for all kinds of other stuff that are edible right away, then you're mechayev in tefillah. Now, I mentioned
it doesn't really depend on why you bought it, right?
That's how you're going to use it. What you're going to do with it. That's right. Okay, the Prima Golden says two examples. When I said to you the one about the chrein, and he also says that people use it to grind bread. Okay? And when he said it, I was at first very surprised by that. Because in my mind, everybody who grinds up bread, like make breadcrumbs, is always going to then cook it further. So it's true the bread was edible before you started, but...
Cook it further on the food item?
Yeah. You're going to cook it further. You're going to make a potato out of it. You're going to make shrimps out of it. You're going to make stuffing out of it. You're always going to take it.
Or you're going to put on chicken.
And what do you do with the chicken?
No, but it's already cooked.
No. The chicken is not cooked.
No, but the pickles are.
I know that, but you're not. The criteria here. What, the criteria is clay suda. The criteria is this what you do when you're ready to eat the food. When you're grinding up breadcrumbs, it's because you're about to do something else and then be able to eat it. You're going to have to cook it first and then be able to eat it. So at first I was very surprised. I didn't really understand what he meant. I actually thought it had to do with a different question. Then I met Rabbi Unger, and I asked him, I actually was asking a different one. I said to my servant, I said, the prima donna means this two Yiddish words, I don't know who he's talking about. And he told me what the words mean. He knew exactly what he was talking about. Some strange place. Anyhow, but he said to me, no. He said, it's not a guy. I asked him this question. I said, what does prima donna mean about the bread? He says, no, it's partial. He says, they're all the people who can't eat bread. And they want to grind the bread before they eat it. They put it into the applesauce and they eat it. He says, it's partial. Yeah, of course you can eat it as is. You know, to him that was obvious. Okay. Anyhow, so that's what he means. Okay. Next. Okay, now I have some special kinds of cutters, okay? So the first is a French fry cutter, okay? A French fry cutter takes potatoes and it makes them into the shapes of French fries, okay? So, it for sure did not need a bracha, okay? Because if you're using it to cut French fries, of course, need to be cooked afterwards, okay? Whether it needs to feel all together, whether it's totally in the taz and the shaft, will depend on whether it could use other stuff also, okay? I don't know whether you could use a French fry cutter to cut, can you cut squash like that? People do that. Is there such a thing? Put other foods through that are ready to be eaten raw. I don't know. Whether it does or doesn't, well, if it used for other foods that can be eaten as is, that it's tall, then it's, everyone would agree that it's chayav mitzvah. If not, then only the taz. Okay. Then there's all kinds of other stuff, all kinds of other shapers, a melon bowl, an ice cream scooper, an apple core, a pizza cutter, an egg slicer, and the thing that you squirt icing out of, all those things are for clay suda. When you cut them, the food is ready to eat. If you slice your apples, you put your eye, you go through the he has this fancy apple slicer, then when you finish, it's ready to eat. Okay, so all those things, you scoop out melon balls, okay, so then when it's ready to go, so those are chayav tilu with the bracha. Okay, those things will be chayav tilu with the bracha. Okay, if you have some special use for it, that's not going to be used for food that's ready to eat, I don't know if you had some kind of sugar use for it.
Cookies.
What?
Using a melon ball for cookies.
Yeah, the same guys use the cookie cutter to cut their melon, use the melon cutter to cut their cookies, you know? So then, then it wouldn't be chayav tilu.
No,
cookie go, okay, yes. So if that's what you're going to do with it, then it gets no bracha. Then it's still chayav tilu, but then not bracha. Okay. Maybe these things are obvious to you. A fruit juicer, or a corn popper, or a meat slicer, okay, those things are all, to my mind, clay suda, meaning when you finish with the thing, when you make popcorn, it's ready to eat. It's like a pot to cook in. It's just a specialized pot. If you juice orange juice, when you juice it, when it's finished, you're ready to drink it. It's ready to go. So those things are all chayav chayav tilu with a bracha. Of course, all these things I'm telling you are assuming that they're metal glass. And some of these things were electric. So electric we're going to talk about in a couple of dinner. Okay, but it's a special coolers for electrical appliances. Okay. Okay, a colander, a strainer. Okay, so most people use their colanders like to strain pasta. Okay, well then that's of course clay suda. Once you finish straining it, it's ready to go. You're ready to eat it. You strain the cooked pasta, so it's chayav tilu. Okay, there are some people, at least one person I know, who has a special colander just for rinsing raw quinoa in it. Okay, you can imagine who I know who has that. Okay, so rinsing raw quinoa. Okay, because you're supposed to rinse it off certain brands of it before you eat it. Okay, so raw quinoa. So if that's what you have it for, so it's chayav tefillah even according to the shach, because it could be used for pasta also, it could be used for lots of other things also. But since you're using it for things that will not be clay suda,
maybe if most people, the manufacturer, most people do that, even then everybody's going to be masking to that.
Everyone's masking to what? It's chayav tefillah with a bracha?
Yeah.
No, it's not chayav. No,
just because you, when you buy a new...
If a guy buys a knife. Okay, if I buy a knife, it's gonna be dim later on. No, it's not dim for me. It's gonna be later. If I buy a knife, okay, I go to the house restaurant and buy a knife, but I use it as a box cutter. Not chayav tilu. Even though every normal person who bought it uses it as a knife. So you know, if I buy this thing dafka to use not as a clay suda, I'm not gonna use it as a clay suda. I'll use it to wash quinoa on it. So then it's not chayav. Let's say I use it to wash rocks. Like chayav tilu? No, of course not.
The other way also, if I take something that's not meant for clay suda, my friends don't have.
Yeah, that's going to be also same thing.
You have a ham crackers.
Yeah,
crack coconuts, whatever it is.
Yeah, that's good. Same. It's going to be the same thing later on. Okay. So.
No, but cooler. You and the meat made it into clay suda.
Right. That's. We're going to see about that. It's going to be a shiloh in the lid in halacha chas. When we talk about it, we get halacha chas. Okay. left, a bunch of little things, okay? There's a bunch of little things that are all used for things that are ready to eat. I have, let's say, a pancake flipper. It's called a peel, actually, in Yiddish and in English. A skewer and a spatula. It's in tough enough. A skewer and a spatula and the corn on the cob poker, I don't know what you call them, the things that hold the corn on the cob. Corn holders, okay, all those things, assuming, of course, they're metal or glass, that I even feel it, they use, they're clay suit, they use them right when you're ready to eat. Okay. An onion chopper, okay, such a thing as an onion chopper, depends on, of course, it's high in tefillah, because people cut onions that are ready to use, they put into a salad straight to use, but if you only use it to cut onions to, that you're about to saute, or you're only about to cook those onions and putting them into a soup, then it'll be tefillah blood bracha for you. Okay. Mixing spoon, of course, needs tefillah. Okay, a spoon that you use for mixing, but the spoon rest, okay, so the fancy people have a spoon rest, it's just on your counter to keep your counter clean. So that doesn't touch the food. We spoke about last time, I think that incidentally touched the food. It's not having fuel. Okay, the last case is,
it touches the food, it's becoming like this, no sense.
What, it touches food?
The rest.
The rest, it will when you put the spoon down, it touches food. Right? So we spoke about last. I told you last time we talked about that it touches food. It's not. Yeah. So remember the dakechuv. Yeah. So we talked about last time because the dakechuv brings people who say that it's chayim tefillah. We said that we don't pass like that. The dakechuv brings people that says that the basin that you wash dishes and you have to turn to. We talked about it last time. Okay. Anyhow, listen to the recording. Okay. So and the last case is a measuring cup. Okay, a measuring cup. So if I'm going to use my measuring cup only for things that are a step away from being eaten, like flour. If I'm going to use my measuring cup only for measuring flour or eggs, I can't eat those things. So then, they get tefillah without a bracha. They need tefillah because you could use the measuring cup for food items, for things that are ready to eat, but without a bracha because I'm using it as a sakat shel shechita. I'm using it as a step for something that's only raw. Okay? But if I use, if I'm going to use the measuring cup for measuring out sugar, let's say, okay, or something, I'm going to measure, I don't know, something else I'm going to eat, that I'm able to eat right away, so it's high in tefillah. Okay, what I'm not sure about is, what happens if I'm going to use it, this is what I think you were talking about before, what happens if I'm going to use it to measure sugar, but I use it for measuring sugar for baking. Okay, I'm measuring sugar, that's what I'm measuring, but when I measure a cup of sugar, I'm not going to eat a cup of sugar. I'm measuring a cup of sugar to make a cake out of it. So I'm measuring a food which is roi l'achila, but the food that I'm measuring is now has to go through another step of preparation. It has to be cooked now before I'm able to eat that sugar. Basically, I'm downgrading the sugar when I put it into this measuring cup. The measuring cup is not to be able to eat right now. It's to be able to prepare it tonight. So it seems to me that that's not considered klei suda, not enough, because the rule here is not food. The rule here is a klei suda. Is it something that you would use at a meal? Well, if this is a cup that's used for measuring in baking, then how good is that used for meals? Okay, it doesn't make a difference whether it's theoretically you could eat the sugar or not. What's important is when I scoop it with this measuring cup, do I now take it to eat right away? Is that a clean that you use at a suda? Well, no, I don't use it at a suda. I'm a baker. I'm going to use it to make food. If there's a hurry to me, it's not like that would not be. Okay. Now, we're done for today, but we have three other parts of the magician for next time about continuation of this din about food, what is considered that it touched food or it didn't touch food. To be high with you.